Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amherst Hockey, tonight at 7 on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Right, before we walk you up to the Amherst and the Charlotte Checkers from Blue Cross Arena at 7 o'clock tonight with Don Stevens, let's talk more Buffalo Bills football. Bills Ravens Sunday pregame 9 a.m. here on ESPN Rochester. Let's get you squared away for Sunday's action with Matt Perino, NewYorkUpstate.com, Syracuse Post-Standard. It's been a second. Matt, how you been?
I'm great, Mike. It's been a really exciting week here. I mean, a couple national media folks already in town. I'm sure the press box is going to be filled with them on Sunday when the Baltimore Ravens arrive at New Era Field. So it's just been fun. You can feel the energy around town. You can feel it in the building, and you can feel it in the locker room, and so it's exciting. I mean, 10-3, that would be the first time since 93, I believe, or 92. I got to pull it up. So, I mean, a lot on the line on Sunday.
Yeah. Matt, let's go back to Thanksgiving. How was Jerry World? What were your impressions overall in Dallas?
You know, the stadium was amazing. I had been there before for a UFC event, but the day itself, I mean, just putting it into context, you know, someone obviously that grew up in this town and very familiar with this team and the fan base, and just being able to be there on the ground and covering it for, you know, a fan base that has been thirsty for this kind of game, this kind of performance on that kind of stage. The most watched CBS Thanksgiving game in 27 years, the most watched regular season game in 3 years. I mean, those are just unbelievable stats. And then to go out there and put on the performance that they put on, it was just a really special day for the city. And that's what I came back here to be a part of, those kind of moments and those kind of days. So for me personally, I was telling Mike before I came on, that was probably one of the top two or three, you know, sports memories covering professional sports that I have. I was octagon side for Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm, the biggest upset in the history of MMA. So that's still number one. But, you know, this one was, it was really special.
Matt, I want to take you back to the preseason. I remember, I think you were one of the guys that we had on when we asked for your season-long predictions. I remember you being exceptionally high on this Buffalo Bills team. I think a lot of us, myself included, had them as an 8-8. Gene, I think, had them as a 10-win team. I'm trying to remember if you were an 11 or a 12-win team, but you had this team looking as good as they look right now and on the precipice of doing something that you have mentioned they haven't done since the early 90s. I mean, there's a scenario from Sunday that could have the Bills in a three-way tie for that top seed in the AFC. Go ahead, puff your chest out a little bit, man. What did you see in the preseason that has led us to where we are right now in advance of this big game on Sunday?
Yeah, I actually, in my official preview, I landed at 10 wins, but I did predict the playoffs, and I think that I came out and adjusted it for 11 when Ben Roethlisberger went out for the season. I thought I had that Pittsburgh game as a loss on the road at Pittsburgh, but once that happened, I kind of shifted things a little bit. But you asked me about why I believed in this thing, and I think it starts with Sean McDermott. I mean, you go back to the first year, the way they got into the playoffs, the way they rebounded from some of the really middle-of-the-season difficulties they had as a team. And then last year, the roster they had was really bad. I mean, there's some tweets flying around. I know Jay Sikorski from the Buffalo News put out a story about the offense that the Bills fielded last season. To get six wins with that offense, I think speaks to Sean McDermott. And I liked what they did. I liked how they addressed in the offseason, Brandon Bean, how he addressed the offensive line. They really tagged John Brown and Cole Beasley as guys that could come in here and change the dynamic of this offense and help Josh Allen. And I think that the way they explained it, the way that they envisioned it, you know, I had bought into it a little bit because they had done their due diligence. They'd put the pieces around, and I believed enough in guys like John Brown and Beasley and even Frank Gore and what he could mean in the room. And anything had to be better on the offensive line than what they had last year. So, yeah, I thought that they were going to be good, but they've even exceeded my expectations in how consistent they've been. I know they haven't played a really tough schedule, but to win those games in this league, I mean, you see the Eagles, who have Super Bowl caliber talent on that roster, go and lose to the Miami Dolphins. So you can lose any week in this league, and so they've stayed the course, and now this last quarter of the season is really going to put them to the test as a team, because every game the rest of the way, even that Jets game, I think, are going to be tough.
What player on this Bills defense right now is the one we should focus on this week as far as, boy, this player can't miss a responsibility? You could say Edmonds. You could say somebody in the defensive line. You could say Lorenzo Alexander or Micah Hyde on a tight end. When you're facing Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram and these tight ends, what's your biggest concern on this Bills defense right now, Matt?
So I don't think it's a concern as much as it you need Ed Oliver to show up and do some of the things that he's been doing over the last couple of weeks, specifically what he did against Dallas. I mean, just announced that he won the AFC defensive rookie of the week, and that's a great honor and a well-deserved honor, but he's got to keep that going. I retweeted a film clip of how he beat his interior matchup against the Cowboys last week and just stuffed a run by Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, Lorenzo Alexander told me this week that the message of the week is setting the physical tone, because that's what Baltimore wants to do. They want to come into every game, beat you up over the course of four quarters. And if you can set that tone, that's when you start to have some victories. And you saw that last week with the San Francisco 49ers. And some of the things that they were able to do against this Baltimore Ravens offense in this running game. So Ed Oliver at the point of attack, Lorenzo said that's where it all starts, the defensive line. They're going to be able to set the tone. I think a guy like Jerry Hughes also is a guy that could come out here, get physical, hit the running back, hit the quarterback, let them know they're in for a game. One of the big keys to this game that I think we'll talk more about as we get towards Sunday is the weather. It's supposed to be, fine from a precipitation angle, but 30, 35 mile per hour winds. It'll be interesting to see how Lamar Jackson handles that and just the environment of playing in this stadium. Every player that I've talked to in opposing locker rooms the last, two or one plus seasons now, is how difficult it is to kind of gauge not only, the weather conditions and the wind conditions, but then you have a 12th man that's going to be more energized this week than they've been in a long time. So there's a lot to deal with for a second-year quarterback on the road, even as good as he's been playing. So there's a lot of elements that I think are going to work to, the Bills' advantage, and not to mention the fact their offense is playing its best football of the season going into this one.
And remarkably healthy for this time of season, too. I mean, just a squeaky clean injury report. We talked to Matt Perino from the Syracuse Post-Standard, NewYorkUpstate.com. Matt, take us through the week of Sean McDermott. We've heard a lot about eye discipline, gap integrity. Given some of the mistakes that have been made through the course of the year by the middle of the line, whether it's Tremaine Edmonds or over-pursuing, whatever the case might be, how important is it going to be? What kind of a day can we expect from Tremaine Edmonds? Have we seen him make those kind of improvements? Because when I hear eye discipline and gap integrity, I'm thinking of Tremaine Edmonds more than I'm thinking about anybody else.
Yeah, and we talked to him yesterday briefly, and he seems to be pretty dialed in. It's been, like you said, up and down a little bit for that part of his game. And I've said it, I think, on your show a couple times. I've been aware of how much linebackers coach Bob Babich has the time he spent with Tremaine Edmonds going over those kind of mental reps with him. I mean, the garbage cans are out every single day. Even now, 3 months into the regular season, they still work off the side, Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds. So you almost figure that from that perspective, you would expect evolution over the course of the season. Now, what's hard about this game and why it's hard to kind of place where your expectations are for a guy like Tremaine Edmonds is this is an offense that he's never seen before at this level, the way they attack you. I mean, Mark Ingram came in here a couple of years ago, ran for 120 and 3 touchdowns. So not only do you have to worry about the most dangerous weapon in this league in Lamar Jackson, oh, by the way, they have a really good run blocking offensive line and Mark Ingram is killing it. So, you know, I think Tremaine Edmonds is going into this game with the right attitude. I think that, you know, he knows that he's got to step up. He's got to lead this unit. And whoever ends up, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about the last couple of days, I think Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer are going to have big roles in helping to stop this rushing attack. But I also think watch for them to maybe use Taron Johnson, Saran Neal, maybe on the field at the same time together. I think that that might be something. You add some speed, physicality. Both of them are big hitters. And maybe go to some five, six defensive back looks and avoid some of those mismatches that you might have with Lorenzo Alexander. So I think Sean McDermott's had 10 days to dial something up. I'm no football coach. I'm no X's and O's expert. But I do think that they're going to probably throw something different at Lamar Jackson that maybe they haven't put on film through the first 12 games.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is that's kind of what the L.A. Funny to think the L.A. Chargers were a playoff team and they actually went on the road and beat that Ravens team last year, but they used seven defensive backs. Now, that wasn't a Raven team that had Mark Ingram at that time, but Matt, have we seen anybody else go dime or, dare I say, seven defensive backs? Does that work for the Chargers last year against this quarterback?
Yeah, it makes sense. You know, you battle speed with speed. And I think that a guy like Lorenzo Alexander, who's been so good at his age, he's more used now as kind of that pin your ears back every three or four play, you know, pass rusher. And when he gets out in coverage, he's done a good job at times. I mean, I remember you go back to that Patriots game last year when Milano was out and they asked him to play his role. I think he had 14 tackles and had himself a really good game. But against this kind of attack, it just everything changes a little bit because of all of the weapons that they have. So yeah, I think I really like that idea, and I think that I'd expect Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde to be blitzing. Leslie Frazier seemed to have, and Sean McDermott have seemed to be a little bit more liberal with how they're blitzing the last couple of weeks. So I think that you want to see more of that, but you also have to, you know, be careful there too, because if you get past Lamar Jackson, that's where teams really get themselves into a lot of trouble.
Matt, it's not any different than most games. If you win the turnover battle, you stand a better chance of winning the game. The Bills, you know, very opportunistic and fortunate against Dallas to, you know, get the turnovers that they got. But you don't see Baltimore doing a lot of turning the ball over. What do you think the keys are for Buffalo to be able to get some of those takeaways against the Ravens on Sunday?
You know, I think that you saw last week when Lamar put it on the ground, you know, that defender got his arm in there and ripped it out. And that's something that the Bills really do well, especially in their secondary. So I think one of the focuses that has been there the last couple of weeks, fundamentals, tackling. You know, you see them do this little drill every individual portion of practice. You get to watch position group portion of practice where they'll all break up into positions and the defensive backs all go over. They work on some route stuff, and then they go into this drill where they all try to just rip the ball out of each other's hands. And they do that every day, every practice that I've seen them this year. So that's going to be a big piece of this week. And, you know, I think that if you can come out here and your offense can score some points, Lorenzo talked about this. You talk about complementary football and the cliches that go along with that. This is a week where that really comes into play, because if you could put some pressure on this Baltimore offense by your offense scoring points, especially early on in this game, I could see them going, and if they win the coin toss, you know, instead of deferring to the second half, taking the ball right away and saying, we're going to come out here, we're going to drive this ball, we're going to script some plays, and we're going to score. We're going to go up early. And so that puts them in a position where they have to execute and they have to score. And then that's where maybe the turnovers can maybe happen, or you can start to, you know, get after the quarterback, pressure the quarterback. So there's so many different things. I think having a guy like Trey White is a really, really big advantage for the Bills, and Lamar Jackson throwing in this wind inside New Era Field. I think those two factors combined, if he attacks Tre'Davious White's side of the field, because not everybody these days is doing that, I think you could see some turnovers in both areas, the run and the pass game.
Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard, Rhea's work online, NewYorkUpstate.com. Matt, it was midweek. We found out the Bills put in a claim for Chase McLaughlin. And, well, if this game comes down to a kick, that's certainly an interesting angle. Was Steven Hauschka available to reporters this week? If so, what did he say? And your thoughts overall here on where we are with the Bills kicking game right now.
He isn't, or he was available. I didn't speak to him. Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, I see he just put out a piece a few minutes before I went on with you guys, talking to him, and said the quote that I saw from it is that they that he wants to evaluate where they're at, considering they put in a claim for it, but he's still kind of all systems go. But that is an issue. That is a concern, especially in a game like this against a Baltimore team that has probably the best kicker in the game and Justin Tucker. In what's supposed to be a windy game, if it comes down to, you know, a 2017 or a 17-14 game, can you count on your kicker, in this case, Steven Hauschka, to make a field goal? And I don't know if you're there yet. He's had a really great career. He's been, you know, kicking in terms of the entire league is pretty bad across the board. So I don't know what kind of other options are out there. I mean, I remember, I think when McLaughlin was kicking for, I think it was the Niners, yeah, that overtime kick that was just absolutely atrocious. So, you know, you could bring him in here and try to, you know, there could be an even more devastating miss than some of Hauschka's has been. You go back to that Cleveland game. So it's a concern, but I think you focus on what you're good at. And what are you good at? You're good at running the ball. Devin Singletary is leading the league in yards per carry for running backs over 50 carries this year. Next Gen Stats, I was talking to a reporter in Baltimore. Next Gen Stats put out a stat on the Ravens' run defense and runs to the outside the tackles. They're giving up over 5 yards a carry, the worst in the NFL. And Devin Singletary is that speedy vision guy that can kind of break it to the outside and get going. Josh Allen, a guy that can get on the outside and get going. So that's where I think that they really need to attack this Ravens defense and really try to sustain some drives, keep their offense on the field, keep their defense off the field as much as they can. If they win the time of the possession and they can somehow either end even or win the turnover battle, I think that's where they're going to have a lot of success on Sunday.
Matt Parrino, NewYorkUpstate.com, where you can read his work. Syracuse Post-Standard joining us here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Matt, I think a lot of people don't really know which direction to go when they're trying to pick a winner for Sunday's game at New Era Field. Want to know if you have a prediction set and if you wouldn't mind sharing it with us.
Yes, I do. I got to dial in because I've been asked this since about Tuesday at 5 o'clock. So I was put on the spot and I've had to, and it's gone through different iterations over the course of the week. And I told everybody that asked me Tuesday, Wednesday, like, come back Friday and I'll give you my final. Bills 24, Baltimore 20. I think they're going to do both of those things that I told you they're going to do. And I really think there's not enough attention being placed on the conditions of playing in this stadium and what that means for a Lamar Jackson who, you know, has been good as a passer, but he is going to be tested in this environment. I think he threw for a little bit over 100 yards last week. I mean, I think we could be in for a similar type of game from him. Josh Allen's, you know, another thing that's giving me confidence is Josh Allen's touchdown pass to John Brown against Denver into the wind. He is starting to understand and learn how to play in these conditions. And I think that he's going to come out here. They'll have a good game plan, 10 days to prepare on both sides of the ball. As long as they avoid those mistakes, you know, the interceptions, the special teams blunders, I think they're going to win this game, 24-20 Bills.
Does Kansas City get it done against New England, Matt?
You know, I think that happens too, just because of how anemic that offense has been. You see Antonio Brown out there apologizing to everybody under the sun, which I assume is to try to get back in the good graces of the New England Patriots, and so they can try to save their season and their offense, which has just looked absolutely atrocious. I think that they could maybe get right against the Chiefs, but I still think Mahomes, every time that he's played Bill Belichick, he still put up some numbers. So they've scored some points. So I think that they'll score enough to beat the Patriots, and then we could be living in a whole new world on Monday, boys.
Yeah.
You know, have me back on next week because I want to talk to you and see where next week and talk about looking ahead to that Pittsburgh game and then again the New England game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What do you got working at NewYorkUpstate.com here in advance of Sunday that our listeners can go check out?
I got so much stuff. I've really just like covered the Lamar angle as much as I can for you guys this week. Head over to search the NYUP app. Follow us on Instagram, Buffalo Bills NYUP. We have so much content for you guys, and I'm going to put out my big preview tomorrow. I think that'll bring me to about 15 stories for the week. We got so much video content over on the YouTube page. Just search NYUP on YouTube. I have a I talked to Ariel Helwani, who's a huge Bills fan over at ESPN. He picked them to win the division. We had a little session. I talked to a Baltimore beat reporter. Me and Ryan Talbot had a live chat, and I did a preview. I'll have a big preview tomorrow. So we got you covered every which way. So it's a big game. It's a big week.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Matt, we will talk to you next week. Appreciate your time today. We'll catch up with you Sunday at the game. And thanks again for your time, Matt. Great stuff.
Anytime, guys. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, Matt. Matt Parrino. You can read his work at NewYorkUpstate.com covering the Buffalo Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Always great having Matt on. You hear what he's saying, and man, you want to buy what he's selling. 24-20 Bills. We're a few minutes away from having Masterstroke in here. Just to completely carpet bomb everything.
Oh, no.
Every bit. We got to keep him away from a Bills prediction. That's the plan, right?
He can't help himself. He's in his color rush gear today. You know he's going to come in here, bloviate how the Bills will run. I'm telling you, my gut feeling, all his masterstroke cliches he'll bring up.
We've got a little bit of business to get to before happy hour and Fade the Stroke, our best bets for this weekend's game. It's NFL appetizers, news and notes from around the league. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Oh, so much to come out of last night. The Bears get a win, but even better than that, another meltdown on the radio.com station this morning by Jerry Jones. We'll review that. Tom Brady, will he come back to the Patriots for 21st season? Well, Tom Brady's dad made some comments today, which will shed some light on this as well. And a story about the NFLPA and the CBA that's coming up here pretty soon.
I think we also have... we might have a little hot kicker talk to share with you here in the sports bar as well. We'll see what's going on with the Patriots and around the league. Maybe some hot kicker talk and NFL appetizer. Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.